Yesterday we began our discussion of the Hodu prayer, and we discussed the circumstance in which this mizmor was recited, that the first half is taken from Divrei Hayamim, and it was composed by David HaMelech after the Plishtim destroyed the Mishkan of Shiloh and captured the Arad HaKodesh, which they kept with them for a period of 7 months, during which time the Aaron was in their possession, their population suffered, and they eventually decided to return it. And David HaMelech built a special tent enclosure for the Aaron, and he designated a group of Levim to praise Hashem. The head of this group was Asaf, and he composed this song, and half of the song was sung in the morning, half was sung in the afternoon for 43 years until Shlomo HaMelech brought the Aaron to the Beis HaMikdash. That essentially is the first half of Hodu. The next half of Hodu, so the end, the rest of Hodu, is a collection of verses from many different places in Tehillim, classic Pasuke de Zimbra. There's praise of Hashem, followed by mercy, followed by discussion of His chesed, His strength, God's vengeance, how He does midas adin to the wicked, but we should be saved. There's bitachol, that there's the request for Hashem to fulfill our bitachol. There is a debate between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar. Do we recite Hodu before or after Baruch Shabbar? What's the reason for Nusach Sfar to recite Hodu before Baruch Shabbar? So presumably, it's that Hodu is the ending, a fitting ending for the Korbanos. We recite Korbanos before Pesuk de Zibra. Why do we recite Korbanos before the Pesuk de Zibra? The Pasuk of Hoshea says, "The Neshama Parm Sfaseinu," that our lips should replace the bulls, meaning what? That something nowadays, certainly, that our prayers should be adequate substitutes for the korbanos. And certainly nowadays, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we can't bring korbanos. So instead, we speak about the korbanos. We read the psukim of the korbanos, and it's as if, or it's the closest thing that we can do to offering the korbanos. And so since we recite korbanos, it's fitting that after we recite it, we say Hodu. Because what's Hodu? Hodu is what the Levim sang before, in accompaniment with the Korbanos before Shlomo brought the Aaron to the Beis HaMikdash. But beforehand, this was their shir. This was the song that was sung when the Korbanos were offered. And therefore, it's fitting that this is a culmination and ending of Korbanos. That's probably the basis for Nusach Sfarad. Nusach Ashkenaz would say that even though this section is taken from Divrei Hayamim, it is very similar to Tehillim. That a lot of the first part of Hodu, which accompanied the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, the morning Tamid, is almost identical to the first 15 psukim of Tehillim, chapter Kuf Hei, Perek Kuf Hei. The second part of Hodu, which was sung to accompany the afternoon Tamid, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, is very similar to the to Mizmor Tzadi Vav, to the 96th chapter of Tehillim. So it's true that it was written in Divrei Hayamim, but it is very similar to Tehillim, and it is it was written by David HaMelech, so it is Shirei David Avdecha that we say in Baruch Shamar, that we're about to praise Hashem with the songs of David HaMelech, and therefore it's a fitting opening for the Pesukei de Zimra, because it was recited by the Levim before it was replaced by the Shir Shel Yom. So it's a fitting opening of all the Pesukei, of all the songs that we're going to sing. We're following in the footsteps of the Levim who sang this right when they brought the Korbanos. So we're doing that, and we're doing other Shirim that David HaMelech composed. That is the basis, probably, for the position of Nusach Ashkenaz to recite Hodu as the initial psalm for the initial prayer of Pesukei de Zimra.